never sent SSTV, but I've copied the SSTV from the ISS, and I've got some software that runs on my computer that it does it just kind of directly through virtual sound card, virtual wires from the Flex 5000. I've got a transverter for that, so I can just do 2 meter on the Flex, and then it just comes directly through the through Windows from one application to the other. So that works pretty well. But I tried to transmit, and I'm not sure that transverter does the greatest in transit on 2 meter. To make an okay receiver with maybe some special train here. Anyhow, up next is ATACO and the OB5. And you, go ahead, Don.
Thanks, Matt. ATACO Don. Not a whole lot of news here. I've been kind of watching HF 6 and 6 meter band conditions. They've been up and down. Today was pretty decent on 20 meters. Also saw Cameroon's on right now on 60 meter FT8, and Cameron's a fairly rare one. I've worked him once or twice, never had it confirmed, so we'll see. I got him today on 60. I note this weekend is the ARRL International Digital Contest, which is basically bands 160 through 6, and I think all digital modes have been ready, so I'm not sure I've ever tried that contest before, so I'm going to give that a shot. It starts this coming Saturday, first full weekend in June. So, see how that goes. That's about it for me. ACTO, back to that.
I forgot to ask, can you give me a single report? Because it appears a little bit noisy to me, but I'm only running it also on like 2.5 watts here with my speed. So, can you tell me how I'm doing?
Yeah, you're easily 100% copyable, no problem at all. There's a slight hiss or scratchiness, but it's not impairing readability at all. You're completely clear and copyable. ACTO.
Okay, and we're at the bottom of the list, the DWSAQ with the U of M Sunday Night Net with KV6NU. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, WSAU Net, KV6NU. Well, Mo, I hope you've heard about Cat Ticks on the Air. It's going to be a little operating event where people are encouraging people to send Cat Ticks on SSTV. It's going to be on August 8th, so you might look into that. As far as my operations go, I've been enjoying doing POTA from Bandimer Park. This is great. It takes me, from the minute I leave my house to the time I'm on the air, it's about 20 minutes. And I've been doing it like every other day and having a lot of fun doing it. So with that, back to you. This is KB6NU.